I actually remember my first memories of Mamalena was with my parents. I was an only child, so I had no brothers and sisters, and we lived in a little room with one little kitchen. And my mother would rush home from work and put the radio on, and we'd all sit there quietly. I wasn't allowed to move because we had to listen to Mamalena. And the things that I remember as a child in the 60s was that her wonderful competitions that she used to have, and you had to remember the different cities of Italy and all the different parts of the regions and all the different culture of that particular region. And it was a competition, and I remember my mother entering it. We all entered the competition and we won this big hamper of Italian goods, and it was so wonderful. And actually, through that experience, I was really so enthusiastic about history and Italian culture that I went on to study it and teach Italian. Because in those days there was no Italian school, whatever, I actually practiced my Italian through listening to the radio, and really, Mamalena was the only thing there at the time to be able to reinforce what my parents had taught me. And it was made such an impression on me that I, in turn, with my own children, I'm very fanatical about them keeping their first culture. Basically, our background is Italian, and I think it's been through this upbringing and values that I've had and that I've picked up with Mamalena.